You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. As we've discussed earlier here on the Standard, the Dallas Police and Fire Pension System is in a state of turmoil after a series of bad gambles on real estate investments ranging from Hawaii to Paris and a history of mismanagement. The pension system has amassed a whopping $2 billion in liabilities. Employees are pulling out their money by the boatload to add fuel to the fire, and I know what you're thinking. This is a Dallas problem, right? I mean, how could this possibly affect the rest of the state? Unless, of course, you're in Dallas when you realize just how imminent a disaster this might be. Well, here to talk about how this might affect the rest of the state is Texas State Controller Glenn Hagar. Welcome to the Texas Standard, Controller.
Good to be with you today. Thank you.
First of all, Dallas is far from being the first city to have its police pension system come under fire, right? I mean, Houston's had some trouble as well.
That's right. At least here in Texas, Houston has had significant issues as well as Dallas. Not enough money is coming in today to be able to pay the benefits out over time in the long run. Plus, in today's investment environment in the last several years, the assumptions of making 8%+ returns every year have not quite been there. So that's causing even more of a problem in addition to just having the baby boomers, a higher percentage of people retiring than there used to be. And this is not just something for Texas, it's municipalities across the country is what we've been seeing.
But who's ultimately on the hook here? Would it be the state? Would it be the
No,
city?
These liabilities are not part of the state's balance sheet. The city of Dallas, the city of Houston, or if you go further north, you know, we hear about Chicago, which is really terrible pension problems. So here in Dallas and Houston, they're very serious and they need to be dealt with, but they're not to the level that we see in many other major cities around the country. However, anytime you have a major city such as Dallas or Houston that has significant pension problems and their credit rating begins to get downgraded, as both of them have been downgraded,
right?
Again, it's not on the state's balance sheet. However, it really just kind of gives a black eye and people wonder, hey, what's going on in Texas?
Well, the state has, it's a AAA credit rating, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. That is correct.
If you end up with a fiscal issue facing these two economic engines, Houston and Dallas, and they start to see their credit rating slip away, how does that affect the credit rating of the state of Texas?
It does not directly impact the credit rating of the state of Texas. The state of Texas credit rating falls in and of the state's balance sheet, the state's expenses and incomes, and these don't impact that. So Texas will continue to have a AAA credit rating, assuming we continue to tend to our business on the state level. But the fact is from the outsider looking in, do I want to move to Dallas? Do I want to move to Houston? That impacts the state because those are two of the biggest economic engines in the state of Texas.
At some point, and we were speaking with the mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, just the other day, and he was not saying that he would have to come for a bailout or anything like that, but it did seem to be something that he was keeping open as a, you know, in a worst case situation, he might have to come down to Austin with hat in hand. How would lawmakers likely receive him if he were to do so?
Well, one, I think that's a long ways off. But number two, that probably would not be received very well because you have to realize there are 254 counties across the state of Texas. Those legislators representing places other than a Dallas
right.
are wondering, why should my taxpayers bail out
sure.
the problems in Dallas? And that's why it really needs to be dealt with. And I've talked about this fairly extensively. The mayor in Houston has worked really hard with the business communities and the pension systems to come up with plans. And at least it's a good step forward to begin to solve Houston's pension problems. And when I was in Dallas earlier this week, I had made the point that it is very critical and important that Dallas come together with solutions and come to Austin and get the legislature to change the statute as it is today. So Dallas can move forward and move away from this cloud hanging over them as the city that is, with this pension problem.
He is the Texas State Controller. His name is Glenn Hagar. Mr. Hagar, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard.
Great to be with you today. Thank you.